Argument 4. Last year, nearly 400,000 voters petitioned lawmakers to support Initiative 1000, restoring fairness and opportunity to Washington's public employment, contracting, and education enrollment policies. Our state legislature listened and passed I-1000. With special interests paying to overturn this law, voters must approve I-1000. I-1000 ensures a level playing field with no quotas. I-1000 simply restores rights consistent with 42 other U.S. states, ensuring fairness and opportunity for all people and small businesses. It allows outreach and recruitment to veterans, women, minorities, and others too often left behind in government hiring, contracting, and education. Under I-1000, quotas and preferential treatment are prohibited, and no one who is unqualified will be selected due to preferential treatment. Improved opportunity for veterans and people of all abilities. I-1000 expands laws allowing consideration for Vietnam-era and disabled veterans in government contracting and employment to include all honorably discharged veterans and military personnel, honoring the sacrifice of those delaying entry into the workforce or returning injured or disabled. Build a healthy economy. Expand small business opportunities. I-1000 ensures fairness and opportunities for small businesses competing for public contracts, helping local businesses grow local jobs. And large employers need a diverse, skilled workforce, which is why Microsoft, Alaska Airlines, Vulcan, Amazon, and many other businesses all support I-1000, joining labor organizations and civil rights groups like the ACLU and Urban League. We urge all Washingtonians to approve I-1000 for fairness and equal opportunity.